number 942, please.
Reappoint Zeri Santner and Karen Loper Tracy, and appoint Janice Mason to the Portland Parks and Recreation Board Oversight Committee for a term to expire December 31, 2020.
Colleagues, the Bond Oversight Committee is composed of five distinguished community members. Each of them was selected by one member of the council. In making our selections, we looked for skill sets in finance, construction, community involvement, budgeting, and park services. Today, we have the pleasure of announcing a reappointment for two of the members and an appointment of one community member to our Portland Parks and Recreation 2014 Parks Replacement Bond Oversight Committee, as well as the appointment of a new member. The Bond Oversight Committee members are serving multi-year terms. Commissioner Fritz will speak to the charge of the Oversight Committee. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Implementation of the 2014 bond measure has been part of my focus for the past since it was passed, and I'm very proud of the work that we've done. I appreciate each of my colleagues for appointing a community member to this committee that provides independent oversight to make sure that we are doing what we promised we would do to the voters when they approved the bond measure in November of 2014. $68 million to fix some of the most urgent needs in our parks, although we still need another $300 or $400 million to bring everything up to standards. So Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish's appointees' terms expired in June. Both of them have offered to serve on the Bond Oversight Committee again, and this action will reappoint both of them. Both Zeri Santner and Karen Loper Tracy have worked in parks as employees and have been involved in promoting parks throughout the city. Dion Jordan, who was my appointee, has decided to step down, and Janice Mason has been nominated as the replacement appointee. Janice Mason is currently the chair of the Philippine Chamber of Commerce and has been involved in increasing opportunities for minority-owned businesses. And welcome our staff here to and our nominee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, we're late getting back. My name is Robin Laughlin. I'm the Bond Program Manager with Portland Parks and Recreation. With me today is Janice Mason, our candidate for the Bond Oversight Committee. With your approval today, Janice will be joining the Bond Oversight Committee and helping to serve to help guide the Parks Bond moving forward. We appreciate the committee's keen insight and active volunteer service to the community on this important endeavor. Currently serving on the committee are Ken Richardson, the current superintendent of David Douglas School District, Jonath Kalan, the former business development coordinator for Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber, and Karen Loper Tracy, a former longtime parkie who served in several different capacities, including volunteer coordinator, outreach and communications manager, and assistant director of Portland Parks and Recreation. Zeri Santner is also on the committee currently. She is the former director of Portland Parks and is a landscape architect who oversaw the 1994 Parks Bond. The reappointment of Zeri Santner and Karen Loper Tracy and the appointment of Janice Mason to the Bond Oversight Committee is the purpose of our agenda item today. Ms. Santner was the director of Portland Parks and Recreation from 2003 until she retired from the City of Portland in 2011. Her nearly 30 years of park service were exemplified by her commitment to equity and design. The highlights of her career are varied and include such projects as the Powell Butte Nature Park, the Vera Katz East Bank Esplanade, managing the 1994 Parks Bond, and a strong public policy direction to make certain that parks are considered critical infrastructure in all citywide budgetary decisions. A landscape architect by training and a native of Iran, Santner brings a unique and comprehensive understanding of Portland parks to the committee. She has served on the committee since its inception, and we are asking now the council reappoint her for an additional year and a half term so she can see the program to the conclusion. Ms. Loper Tracy grew up in Portland and spent her entire career with Portland Parks and Recreation. Starting in college, she held various positions, including volunteer coordinator and outreach and communications manager. Her broad exposure to virtually every aspect of our programming makes her an invaluable member of the Bond Oversight Committee. She understands the roles and responsibilities of employees and volunteers and understands how the park system can help, how upgrades to the park system help staff respond to our community's recreational needs. She also understands our budgeting protocols and how to monitor and manage funding to meet bureau-wide objectives. She retired in 2012 after 4 years as assistant director and has served on many bond and levy programs during her time. Ms. Loper has also served on the committee since its inception, and we are also asking that she be reappointed today. And today, I have the pleasure of introducing Janice Mason to you. She, since 2009, she has worked as a marketing and communications leader at a Portland-based regional engineering and architecture firm. Her responsibilities include serving as a liaison for small business partnering and utilization in her company's corporate responsibility initiatives. She has worked in the A&E industry for more than 30 years, including time spent as a project manager on public and private landscape architecture projects. Through this experience, she has grown a depth of understanding of the design and construction process that we hope she can bring to our committee. Ms. Mason is also a Filipino-American and has resided in the Portland metro area for 20 years. In the community, she has served on the board for the Philippine-American Chamber of Commerce since 2013. The board's mission is to promote economic opportunities and goodwill for minorities and serve as a liaison for government agencies. Janice has supported the board with rebranding, increasing communications and visibility, and supporting minority-owned businesses. She was also recently appointed as the co-chair for the International Committee for the Oregon Association of Minority Entrepreneurs. I'm really excited to introduce you here today, and she'd like to share a few comments with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Councilors Udaly, Fish, Fritz, and Saltzman. And also thank you to Robin and the other members of the Parks Replacement Bond. As a volunteer in the community, a woman of color, I'm so excited to participate in this process. It's very important to me. As a young girl, I have some fond memories of going to the park across the street and playing with the neighborhood kids back on Guam. And so the park was practically my backyard. So now, as an adult, I'm eager to apply my knowledge in working in the architecture, engineering, and construction industry to this process with the Parks Replacement Bond. Enabling transparency of taxpayers' funds is an important work, and I intend to do my best to my ability and in small way help young and old alike have fond memories in neighborhood parks. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
So with your approval today, we look forward to continuing to work with and receive guidance from the Bond Oversight Committee with the support of Zari Santner, Karen Loper-Tracy, and Janice Mason.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Zari Santner and Karen Loper-Tracy and welcome Ms. Mason to the Oversight Committee. Aye.
Thank you.
Udaly.
Thank you for your service. Aye.
Fritz.
So it's been 4 years since we passed the bond measure. I'm really proud of the work that you've done. Thank you, Robin Laughlin, for your leadership here. I'm particularly impressed with Pioneer Courthouse Square and all the improvements there. And that's a $10 million project, really well done, and I appreciate your diligence and leadership. Thank you, Janice Mason, for being willing to serve as my appointee to this important committee. It's crucial that we have independent oversight to make sure that taxpayers and voters know that we've done what we said we were going to do with their money, spent it wisely, and hopefully that then they'll support further investments in Portland's parks and recreation system. Thanks also to Dion Jordan, the retiring former chair of the committee. He's been an absolute stalwart, and we appreciate all of his service to Portland Parks and Recreation. Aye.
Fish.
Well, the Parks Bond measure has been an unqualified success, and that's a testament to Commissioner Fritz's leadership. And so as the new commissioner in charge, we pledge to continue the momentum and to make sure the money is spent wisely. I was adding up doing the math on Zari Santner and Karen Loper. I think together they have about 300 years of experience in this field. So we're very lucky to have them. And, of course, Janice Mason, you honor us by accepting this appointment and serving on the oversight body. I look forward to working with you, and I'm honored this morning to vote aye.
Wheeler.
So one of my favorite aspects of Commissioner Fritz's leadership of the Parks Bureau has been her diligence with regard to the bond. And at virtually every opportunity, both in this chamber and in our one-on-one meetings, she has repeatedly stated the importance of this bond being successful and that we meet the absolute commitments that have been made to the voters who overwhelmingly supported this bond. And an important part of that accountability is the work that you will do and the work that you already do on this committee. And I would argue that you have been extremely successful and diligent in your oversight, and the public is better for it, the city's better for it, and I know the public feels well served. And so I appreciate Commissioner Fritz, your diligent leadership over many, many years. Commissioner Fish, I know that you'll continue that important tradition, and all of you who have stepped forward to serve as volunteers in our community. I won't give the same speech twice except to say we're really lucky. As a community, we're fortunate that we have people of your caliber who are willing to really engage in a personal way to help make it a better place for everybody. So I vote aye. The report is accepted. Thank you. Word number 942, please.
Reappoint Zeri Santner and Karen Loper Tracy, and appoint Janice Mason to the Portland Parks and Recreation Board Oversight Committee for a term to expire December 31, 2020.
Colleagues, the Bond Oversight Committee is composed of five distinguished community members. Each of them was selected by one member of the council. In making our selections, we looked for skill sets in finance, construction, community involvement, budgeting, and park services. Today, we have the pleasure of announcing a reappointment for two of the members and an appointment of one community member to our Portland Parks and Recreation 2014 Parks Replacement Bond Oversight Committee, as well as the appointment of a new member. The Bond Oversight Committee members are serving multi-year terms. Commissioner Fritz will speak to the charge of the Oversight Committee. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Implementation of the 2014 bond measure has been part of my focus for the past since it was passed, and I'm very proud of the work that we've done. I appreciate each of my colleagues for appointing a community member to this committee that provides independent oversight to make sure that we are doing what we promised we would do to the voters when they approved the bond measure in November of 2014. $68 million to fix some of the most urgent needs in our parks, although we still need another $300 or $400 million to bring everything up to standards. So Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish's appointees' terms expired in June. Both of them have offered to serve on the Bond Oversight Committee again, and this action will reappoint both of them. Both Zeri Santner and Karen Loper-Tracy have worked in parks as employees and have been involved in promoting parks throughout the city. Dion Jordan, who was my appointee, has decided to step down, and Janice Mason has been nominated as the replacement appointee. Janice Mason is currently the chair of the Philippine Chamber of Commerce and has been involved in increasing opportunities for minority-owned businesses. And welcome our staff here to and our nominee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, we're late getting back. My name is Robin Laughlin. I'm the Bond Program Manager with Portland Parks and Recreation. With me today is Janice Mason, our candidate for the Bond Oversight Committee. With your approval today, Janice will be joining the Bond Oversight Committee and helping to serve to help guide the Parks Bond moving forward. We appreciate the committee's keen insight and active volunteer service to the community on this important endeavor. Currently serving on the committee are Ken Richardson, the current superintendent of David Douglas School District, Jonath Kalan, the former business development coordinator for Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber, and Karen Loper-Tracy, a former longtime parkie who served in several different capacities, including volunteer coordinator, outreach and communications manager, and assistant director of Portland Parks and Recreation. Zeri Santner is also on the committee currently. She is the former director of Portland Parks and is a landscape architect who oversaw the 1994 Parks Bond. the reappointment of Zari Santner and Karen Loper Tracy and the appointment of Janice Mason to the Bond Oversight Committee is the purpose of our agenda item today. Ms. Santner was the director of Portland Parks and Recreation from 2003 until she retired from the City of Portland in 2011. Her nearly 30 years of park service were exemplified by her commitment to equity and design. The highlights of her career are varied and include such projects as the Powell Butte Nature Park, the Vera Katz East Bank Esplanade, managing the 1994 Parks Bond, and a strong public policy direction to make certain that parks are considered critical infrastructure in all citywide budgetary decisions. A landscape architect by training and a native of Iran, Santner brings a unique and comprehensive understanding of Portland parks to the committee. She has served on the committee since its inception, and we are asking now the council reappoint her for an additional year and a half term so she can see the program to the conclusion. Ms. Loper Tracy grew up in Portland and spent her career with Portland Park and spent her entire career with Portland Parks and Recreation. Starting in college, she held various positions, including volunteer coordinator and outreach and communications manager. Her broad exposure to virtually every aspect of our programming makes her an invaluable member of the Bond Oversight Committee. She understands the roles and responsibilities of employees and volunteers and understands how the park system can help, how upgrades to the park system help staff respond to our community's recreational needs. She also understands our budgeting protocols and how to monitor and manage funding to meet bureau-wide objectives. She retired in 2012 after 4 years as assistant director and has served on many bond and levy programs during her time. Ms. Loper has also served on the committee since its inception, and we are also asking that she be reappointed today. And today, I have the pleasure of introducing Janice Mason to you. She, since 2009, she has worked as a marketing and communications leader at a Portland-based regional engineering and architecture firm. Her responsibilities include serving as a liaison for small business partnering and utilization in her company's corporate responsibility initiatives. She has worked in the A&E industry for more than 30 years, including time spent as a project manager on public and private landscape architecture projects. Through this experience, she has grown a depth of understanding of the design and construction process that we hope she can bring to our committee. Ms. Mason is also a Filipino-American and has resided in the Portland metro area for 20 years. In the community, she has served on the board for the Philippine-American Chamber of Commerce since 2013. The board's mission is to promote economic opportunities and goodwill for minorities and serve as a liaison for government agencies. Janice has supported the board with rebranding, increasing communications and visibility, and supporting minority-owned businesses. She was also recently appointed as the co-chair for the International Committee for the Oregon Association of Minority Entrepreneurs. I'm really excited to introduce you here today, and she'd like to share a few comments with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Councilors Udaly, Fish, Fritz, and Saltzman. And also thank you to to Robin and the other members of the Parks Replacement Bond. As a volunteer in the community, a woman of color, I'm so excited to participate in this process. It's very important to me. As a young girl, I have some fond memories of going to the park across the street and playing with the neighborhood kids back on Guam. And so the park was practically my backyard. So now, as an adult, I'm eager to apply my knowledge in working in the architecture, engineering, and construction industry to this process with the Parks Replacement Bond. Enabling transparency of taxpayers' funds is an important work, and I intend to do my best to my ability and in small way help young and old alike have fond memories in neighborhood parks. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
So with your approval today, we look forward to continuing to work with and receive guidance from the Bond Oversight Committee with the support of Zari Santner, Karen Loper Tracy, and Janice Mason.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Zari Santner and Karen Loper Tracy and welcome Ms. Mason to the Oversight Committee. Aye.
Thank you.
Udaly.
Thank you for your service. Aye.
Fritz.
So it's been 4 years since we passed the bond measure. I'm really proud of the work that you've done. Thank you, Robin Loughlin, for your leadership here. I'm particularly impressed with Pioneer Courthouse Square and all the improvements there. And that's a $10 million project, really well done, and I appreciate your diligence and leadership. Thank you, Janice Mason, for being willing to serve as my appointee to this important committee. It's crucial that we have independent oversight to make sure that taxpayers and voters know that we've done what we said we were going to do with their money, spent it wisely, and hopefully that then they'll support further investments in Portland's parks and recreation system. Thanks also to Dion Jordan, the retiring former chair of the committee. He's been an absolute stalwart, and we appreciate all of his service to Portland Parks and Recreation. Aye.
Fish.
Well, the Parks Bond measure has been an unqualified success, and that's a testament to Commissioner Fritz's leadership. And so as the new commissioner in charge, we pledge to continue the momentum and to make sure the money is spent wisely. I was adding up doing the math on Zeri Santner and Karen Loper. I think together they have about 300 years of experience in this field. So we're very lucky to have them. And, of course, Janice Mason, you honor us by accepting this appointment and serving on the oversight body. I look forward to working with you, and I'm honored this morning to vote aye.
Wheeler.
So one of my favorite aspects of Commissioner Fritz's leadership of the Parks Bureau has been her diligence with regard to the bond. And at virtually every opportunity, both in this chamber and in our one-on-one meetings, she has repeatedly stated the importance of this bond being successful and that we meet the absolute commitments that have been made to the voters who overwhelmingly supported this bond. And an important part of that accountability is the work that you will do and the work that you already do on this committee. And I would argue that you have been extremely successful and diligent in your oversight, and the public is better for it, the city's better for it, and I know the public feels well served. And so I appreciate Commissioner Fritz, your diligent leadership over many, many years. Commissioner Fish, I know that you'll continue that important tradition, and all of you who have stepped forward to serve as volunteers in our community. I won't give the same speech twice except to say we're really lucky. As a community, we're fortunate that we have people of your caliber who are willing to really engage in a personal way to help make it a better place for everybody. So I vote aye. The report is accepted. Thank you.